whoever it is, also has to understand those rural communities and each and every one of them. If we don't have a voice, our schools are dying out there. And you're losing students because parents are no longer wanting their kids educated in those communities. And they're certainly not bringing them into Kodiak for that. They're going further out.
We've all seen people who look good on paper. They come in, they get off the ferry, and they leave on the next one. Yeah. And that's from principals to teachers, those of us who have been in this community. So I'm here for the long haul. I want to know that person that we're bringing in has a commitment to this community for the long term.
The only way for someone to know what's happening in this district and what's happening in the classrooms is to be in the classroom. And that means in the building all the time. That should be the top priority. You know, as principals, that's what you say to yourself. I'm going to be in every single one of my classrooms, you know, today. And you might get through three or four. But if you aren't in there, and if you aren't talking to teachers, and you aren't talking to administrators and listening to what they're saying, you're not going to make a change. And you're not going to have success.
These 50-some-year-old teachers are not retiring because they're ready to retire. They're retiring because they have gotten burnt in the last 3 years. Their inability to communicate, their frustration, all the massive changes that have come down on their shoulders, as well as trying to be the excellent teachers that they got on board to be in the first place. So because of those burdens and not feeling like they were heard, it's very important to me that this superintendent does have that, at least the massive appreciation for how important that is to support your staff.
So I just wanted to say that what I would look for in a superintendent is not someone that wants to make so many changes right away. We've had so many changes in the last 3 years. We even changed the testing. So there's too many variables to know which work and which don't, and then you change the testing. We have no idea where we are. It's so frustrating.
Thank you for being open to input. I think it's the first time I felt like I could. The fact that there aren't many active teachers here tells you something. I think people were so browbeaten over the years, they don't think that what they say matters, or they're too afraid to say something to you. So thank you for being approachable. I've talked to a couple of you at times. I really appreciate that.